Take us away.
Hello.
We might definitely need to get closer.
Yeah, way closer. You can move the chair also.
No, this is good.
Okay.
This works. What am I doing?
You started.
You were right on it.
Yeah, keep going.
We are shameful. We are shameful. Not as shameful as... I lost it. What is it?
Yeah, we could be...
Oh.
Perfect. Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Drod.
Drod's here.
Back. Drod's back.
So exciting. Wow, that died quickly. We didn't know you'd make it. So we're really glad you're here.
And I did.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well,
I'm not on this train.
Last week, I said on the podcast that we had a special guest, but we weren't sure that they were going to make it. And that should give it away who it was.
Why not? I committed to it like 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, I believed. Yeah. I believed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you listened lately?
Fuck.
God damn it.
Janet has anxious attachment when it comes to Drod.
I think so, probably.
Just me or everyone?
Seems like it's just you.
Just me? Okay.
Yeah. It's not necessarily your fault. It's just the things that Janet has gone through in her life, and we're all a product of our experiences.
And it just translates, like it just manifests she in likes my relationship you a lot. With Drod. Yeah.
I like you guys a big lot as
fan.
Well.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Understand
that. What are you guys doing right now?
I'm writing down when you said my name.
I was
texting Drod on the side.
I was just going to say that I have been listening. The last
really?
One, yeah. What? Not completely, but okay. I like listened to the first 10 minutes of some episodes.
You listened to the first 10 minutes of 6 episodes. That's pretty much one whole episode.
True.
I listened to
Oops, All Rage Bait. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a long one.
Did you listen to the whole episode?
No, I listened to 10 minutes of that one.
You didn't even get into the good stuff.
And then I listened to The Misadventures of Honk and Wheeze.
I like Honk and Wheeze.
Yeah.
I got in 5 minutes into that one.
Good. Did you really like my voice in that one, or you just...
My name's Janet.
There's a strong possibility I wouldn't have a voice today.
Why? I listened to Life Support.
Life Support.
I think I actually made it 20
Will
minutes into
I
that
lose
one.
Lose my dignity.
Rose All Day, but that's pretty.
What are you that was, talking
that,
about?
Rose All Day was like one of our first episodes.
That was a good one. Yeah, that was a big bottle of rose.
We had some. Was that the same?
We
day
haven't
as
been
the
drunk
sushi?
For a while.
We haven't been drunk for a while.
Yeah,
it's mostly because I'm hungover on Sundays. Okay, let's get back into it.
I'm getting drunk.
Or yeah. Being hungover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of when Life Support was. I feel like that was, that was May. Oh my God. That was
May.
A long time
what,
ago.
I didn't say that was the
it?
Latest one I heard. It was just say that I did. I listened to it.
Someone
thoughts?
Commented on that episode.
Really? What did they say?
The wedding invite finally gets extended! Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Who
point.
Said that?
A-Y-A-B-A-M-I.
Is that an actual fan? Oh my
God.
Like they have to.
What is happening?
What? How do we not know
is
about
that,
this?
Oh, this might be Mason.
Really?
Yeah, this picture's really hard to tell though.
Wait, which one is that?
Life Support?
Yeah.
No, not really.
I can't
life
zoom
Support?
In. This picture's it's really hard
life
to tell.
Life Support. Yeah, that was a tough time in my life.
Yeah, I think that might be Mason.
Remember me?
You think so?
I know so.
Was that LA?
That was after LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably why I listened to that one.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to hear that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you got to know.
Yeah.
I like to be updated.
Yeah. It's the only way to get.
Months later.
Life updates. Yeah.
And honestly, then come to you and say, I'm sorry.
People could just listen to the podcast and know so much more about me.
It's true.
And yet they don't.
It's true.
Yeah.
What does that say about them or you?
That they hate me.
Yeah. There you go.
I have to own up for the listeners that we could have had another special guest, and I did not want that.
Or a second guest, I guess.
I was like, no, thank you.
You said yes, and then you changed your mind.
I don't actually think you ever say yes.
Did not ever say yes.
And that was very clear to me.
Drud's British man was supposed to come.
Yeah,
on.
What do you think his name would be?
For this?
Yeah.
Does he get a fake name too?
Chad?
Can can be Chad.
Chadley.
You know, that's actually like how I got confused in our first date.
Why would
I
you get confused? There's no reason to get confused.
No, I forgot his name and I called him Chad instead of Brad. So it could be Chad. Oh, my friends call him Brad Chad.
Do I need to be quacking all the Brads?
Well, no, to be fair,
no one knows him.
Everyone uses their real names except for us.
He seems like he'd be a social person. Does he want everybody who meets him to know about his appearance on the podcast?
True.
Probably not.
Will he get us new listeners?
Probably.
That's
all
I care that's about. What I want. Okay.
That's perfect.
They'll listen to like 1 minute and then they'll be like, bye. Wow. Well, you never know. It's surprises.
What do you think those people need from us?
Yeah, that's the thing.
To really hook them.
All I know is we're not going to give it to them.
Like, do we need soundboards? Do we need beep, 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 beep?
That sounds like
that's like 5 years too old, too. I don't know. But, like, what do they want? What do they need?
Better singers? I don't know.
Better singers?
Oh. Yeah.
What are they? Improve but Brad little. Would be the one singing. That's harsh. Mm.
That is true.
That is true. Well, I'm sorry. He doesn't get to be here now.
Yeah.
We'll have him on. We're committed.
Yeah.
We have like at least one or two
fucking
guests.
Buy another mic.
Yeah, that's the thing. We do need another mic.
Yeah.
Or they would share, which is just not.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
And I was like, that means they're going to probably be on the couch, which means I don't get to be on the couch.
True.
Or I need to tell Janet that I'm dibsing a couch. And
that
like,
was what was happening in my head.
There's a lot of gross stuff
this
going on.
This is
my
house.
In my head.
I'm not sitting in that chair. I get to sit on the
I know,
couch.
Right? And I've got a bad
chair.
Back.
Stefan loves that chair.
I love this chair. Yeah.
Do you have a bad back?
It's just so ugly.
No.
See, this is perfect.
Have you sat in that chair, though? It's a really comfortable chair.
Why do you
chair.
Have this chair if you don't like it?
It's Stefan's. He loves it. It's. I think it's comfortable. It's just
still
hideous.
Like grandma, but I love it.
I am not a fan. It lives downstairs usually.
Okay.
He would love it up here all the time, even though he doesn't sit on it. He just wants it up here. Okay, should we get into it?
Yeah.
Because we have plans for the day.
Yeah.
Did you prepare truths and lies?
Yes, I did.
Nice. Okay. Do you want to start?
I can start.
Okay.
You might need to be a little closer to me.
Okay. So. Okay, I moved out on Friday, and that was awful. Cause
is that a truth or a lie, or is that a fact?
I'm telling you this story.
Oh, okay.
And then you can tell me what it is.
Oh, okay. I don't know if this was set up or not.
Shh. What do you mean?
Okay. Anyways.
I thought this was a dynamic.
Listen.
You just want to jump at it. No, you want to take a guess right now?
Moved out on Saturday, but you're still living with your old roommate. That was the least important part about it all.
Like, I moved to my new apartment on Friday, and that was awful because we still don't have an elevator.
In my current building. And are you moving to a building with an elevator? Or no
yeah,
elevator?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be tough. 9 floors?
Well, it was awful.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah, we had to, I recruited like 10 people.
Yeah.
And we had to have everyone in like every 2 floors to like carry stuff down. That was awful. Never do that again. Okay. And then I went out yesterday for a birthday party and I only had 2 beers.
Okay.
And also, I had 3 burritos yesterday.
Three burritos.
Yeah.
I'm going, you had a great time moving out. You guys were like, you guys are having that type 2 fun where you hate everything about this, but it's just really funny. At how awful the experience is. And it was bonding.
So you think that's bonding. Do you think that's true?
You think it's a lie?
I think it's a lie.
Do you think it's a lie?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So he's saying that you said it was horrible is a lie.
I'm saying you moved out and you had a great time.
Okay.
Even though
I see what you mean.
It was hell on earth, but you still, you know, you're happy you had the experience.
Okay.
Only had 2 beers last night. I'll go a lie.
Okay.
And then 3 burritos, true.
Okay.
I'm going to go, first one is a lie because I don't think you've moved yet. I think you're moving next week, and that was an elaborate story that you just told us.
I like that.
For second one, I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true.
Okay.
Lie, true, true.
Lie, true, true?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're right. I did lie about
this.
I'm moving out next week.
Yes!
I'm not looking forward for that. That's true. I only had 2 beers. And
I said lie.
Yeah. No, I only had 2 beers, and I feel awful after 2 years, which is concerning.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I did not have 3 burritos. I only had 2 burritos yesterday.
Fooled us.
That's
at different times of the day as well.
Such,
from
so
the
good.
Same place.
From where?
The same place twice.
Yeah. I went to Native Tongs at 1 p.m. and then I went to Native Tongs at 11 p.m.
There's
love Native
no
Tongs.
Fucking. There's nothing wrong with 2 burritos in a day.
No,
there's
I
nothing wrong with 3 burritos in a day.
You do burritos at Native Tongs.
I love them. They only do them for takeout, but worth it. But they did increase the price.
I thought you were going to say only do it for Latinas.
That too.
A white person goes in and they say, nope.
We want a burrito.
No.
Not allowed.
I was at Native Tongs this
so
week,
so your
too.
Computer is locked. Should I... Is it still recording? Or?
Let's see
it
what's
should
up.
Be, but let me...
Okay. Is that you?
This is good.
Yeah. Wow. You look so emo.
I was. Oh, it was recording.
Hey, that's perfect. That's exactly what we like.
That's the vibe you got, because that's really the vibe I was going for when I was that age. You
yeah.
Know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go next? Or do you
yeah, I can do okay. that. Do you know where your phone is? Yeah, perfect. Okay, so my first one is there was an interview with Adam Driver this week. That got published, and he mentioned something about Star Wars.
Okay.
And it made me really fall out of love with everything Star Wars. It was just like really tragic news. He like pitched a movie, and he got his movie denied.
Okay.
And
so it made you fall out of love with Star Wars?
I guess not Star Wars, but just like the current state. You know, I don't really have like a lot of hope for the future trajectory of it.
Of Star Wars.
Yeah, because we'll get into it, but it's
okay.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
I had a dream where everybody's problems were fixed and nobody ever had to be exhausted and everyone's relationships were perfect.
Okay.
And I ran into a group of teachers from DMC at the Barnyard Amusement Park last night.
Okay.
And I ran into a group of teachers from DMC.
Okay.
No emotions attached to that?
Teachers are drinking
we'll
a
get
lot
into
right
it.
Now. Okay. So. Okay. Do you want to say?
I think the last one's true.
Agreed.
The second one, something in it has to be a lie.
Okay.
Happy dreams are weird dreams sometimes.
Where everyone's problems were fixed and nobody ever had to be exhausted and everyone's relationships were perfect. Do you think
yeah.
that was a lie?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Fair?
I feel like nightmares might be more your thing.
I love that.
And I think the first
God,
one
I
is
love that.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go lie, true.
Yes, it is lie, true,
oh.
lie.
Oh.
Yeah. I did good this week.
That was good.
Yeah. Adam Driver did come out and say something about Star Wars in an interview. And it made me cry
yeah.
so hard.
That's kind of what I figured.
He wants to bring his character back.
Okay. Did his character die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as he turns back to the light, he pooches it, you know?
Oh, my God.
Spoilers.
Sad.
But there is something, there seems to be something in Star Wars lately where it's like setting up this trajectory where the people, because like the whole thing with Anakin and whatnot is like, you know, you can redeem yourself after making terrible choices.
Right.
But all of these characters just fucking die after they redeem themselves. Mm. And that doesn't really give anybody hope for the future.
Yeah.
But there is a motif in like folklore where you go searching for a lost husband who like has died.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to like bring him back.
Right.
And so that could be. I feel like that's got to be where this is going,
okay.
even though his movie got kiboshed by Bob Iger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently the story is that Bob Iger was like, I don't understand how he's not dead. I don't get it. So that was a lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast covering the news, and I was just bawling the entire fucking time.
Yeah, that yeah. sounds much more right.
It
I'm sorry.
Very cathartic.
Wiggle the mouse every now and then, so it doesn't.
I had a dream where everyone's problems were fixed and nobody ever had to be exhausted and everyone's relationships were perfect. True.
Mm. Wow.
However, the means of doing this
oh.
was that squids engulfed the top of your body.
Okay.
And then just piloted you.
That is so specific.
It was pretty nightmarish. However, I know, I understand.
Still,
I can see it in my head where the squid is just like engulfing the top half of a person's body.
Wow.
And like the eyes are kind of where like the person's head would be, and the arms are sticking out and everything.
Okay.
And the squids are just like, hey guys, like this is something that we can do for
and
you.
The
we
people
know
people are still walking on their legs.
Yeah, we know how like tired you are. We know how hard everything is. We just want to take all of this pain and hardship away from you. Well, exactly, because the squids were actually feeding on the humans that they possessed or whatever.
Wow.
And, you know, you kind of get into the mindset where, you know, people, you think that people will choose the easier path than having to do like the hard things. So like they did let the squids possess them and they were like, this is great. However, they were still like kind of conscious inside. And one thing is that you could like your senses were still active, and everything that the squids like were feeling or sensing, you also sensed. So when the squids would like kiss each other, even though it was like a very superficial relationship with their partners, like, oh, I'm so glad to see you. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. How was work, sweet? Is like that kind of thing. So one time a squid kissed another squid, and I remember like in the dream, I was like looking into this, and I was like seeing inside like the person inside the squid.
Okay.
And they could see like out of the mouth of the squid.
Okay.
And then they have, like there was lots of teeth, which are not squid.
Squid don't have teeth.
No, but I guess these are alien squid.
Right. Of course.
So this squid was kissing another squid, and then the person inside was like, oh my God, that tastes so gross.
Ew!
And so like the sensory overload was enough for the people to overthrow their squid overlords.
Wow.
Yeah. And what they actually chose to live
pain.
Their lives as full as possible.
That is quite a storyline.
Honestly.
When did you dream this?
That night.
I think,
but
dread means like last night.
Yeah.
I would have to check my dream journal, but it was probably like 3 nights ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was going on 3 nights ago? Just.
Yeah. That's a good question.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Just going through. Do you guys keep track of your dreams at all?
No.
Sometimes
I need to write my dreams down so
it's
I can
crazy.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Though I will say that after I was having a lot of intruder anxiety, which wasn't really dreams. Stop laughing at me. And after I talked to you about it a couple weeks ago, it stopped for a while.
Look at that.
Until like Thursday night.
Well,
it happened again.
You just have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What came up Thursday night?
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep. And then I was thinking about intruders. Same thing as usual.
Yeah. Bring it. Walk us through it.
There's really nothing that interesting.
Yeah. But you still have to walk through it.
I'm trying to just, you know, what's going to happen. Oh. And then I really start doing that. Okay, well, I've told myself during the day that this is what I'm going to do if this happens at night. And then at night, I'm like, okay, I told myself this during the day. That's bullshit. Not going to work. Doesn't matter if I tell myself that blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. So that was fun. Then I started thinking about if a fire happened. So, because that used to be a thing I thought about all the time. So that came back a little bit. So then I started making a list in my head of what I needed.
Oh.
Like, you know, little ladders.
For a fire?
Yeah, to get out of our bedroom window.
No, you honestly should.
Should.
I honestly
exactly.
think you can.
How are you going to get Rue out?
Well, and then I was like, okay, I think I need to get like a harness. You can get those emergency dog harnesses that you put on your back. So, or that I could like lower.
I think you can just jump out of your window. Doesn't seem that
Not
high.
With Rue, though.
Not this
Especially
window.
Especially Rue.
The second floor window.
Yeah.
Do you want to try it?
There's a bush right outside.
It would hurt. You're right. We would be fine, I think, because we would go over the roof. But I couldn't do that with Rue.
I think Rue will be fine. If anyone's going to be fine, that's Rue.
This is crazy.
I don't know if that's true.
Why are
your legs
doing
are
this?
Very
you think
skinny.
That's crazy?
Yeah.
But then just like drop her
Rather
in the
than
bush.
getting some ladders?
Stabby, stabby. The bushes.
I think there's
I think
a
I should
very
get her
good
harness
chance.
And then we could lower her
Maybe
down.
Maybe just like grab her with her bed and like drop her with the whole
just
bed.
Wrap the bed around.
That's not a bad
the
idea.
Yeah,
she would take off. She'd be gone. And she's very
She'll come back.
She
knows
what's
so
going
scared.
On. That's fine.
Well,
she's a
okay,
scary cat.
So instead of building a harness situation.
Yeah.
You just get a lead that you put outside, you keep outside the window, or that you can like attach to something that isn't going to like strangle her.
Right. Long enough that it'll.
Yeah. But, you know, then at least she's secure.
Okay. Like I tie it to the top of the pillar and then feed it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
this I think
thing.
This could really turn into you creating, like building your house into a, like that you are prepared for every single disaster.
What is it called?
Like preppers. A doomsday, a prepper.
No,
yeah.
no. The what's it called?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. It's like a shelter, but it's like, what's it called? Like when the basement.
Like
it's
a bomb basement. Shelter?
Oh, like a fallout?
Yeah, fallout. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, except I never action these things during the day. Haven't bought any ladders. I probably, that's one I should do. I could buy some from Canadian Tire.
But if you don't prepare, then you always have like
something to be anxious about.
Exactly.
It's true.
But if you do prepare and you still have the anxiety, then you just have to feel it.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's kind of the problem with the intruder thing.
How often are you breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth at that point?
Who do you think would like intrude? Like what kind of, what's the type of...
So many possibilities.
What's the...
Best case scenario, it's someone who just wants to steal stuff and it's just going to leave us alone. Mm-hmm. That's best case scenario. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, serial killer. Or someone who's really high and they don't know what they're doing and they...
People who are really high are really good at breaking.
People who are really high break into places.
Yeah, of course.
They do.
Yeah. That's what I do when I'm high.
I don't think I'm talking about your kind of high.
Grand larceny is...
I'm really not talking about your kind of high.
The people who robbed the Louvre, stoned to the bone. Stoned to the bone.
Probably. You need to get rid of the anxiety. You need to get rid of the anxiety if you're going to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be like in the moment.
True. You got to be really feeling it.
I think if I was high and executing a heist, I would be feeling anxious.
Yeah.
And I would say to myself, you know, that makes sense. This makes sense.
You're allowed to feel anxious.
I think we can trust ourselves.
I'm allowed. Yeah. I can still do this, but I'm allowed to feel these
feelings. We're feeling twitchy.
For good reason.
The last one is seeing a group of teachers. No, I did not see a group of teachers. A group of students. And it was very weird.
From DMC?
Because they kept calling my name. And I was like, I don't want this. And so I would just ignore it.
At the corn maze.
Yeah. But they would just like keep saying my name and trying to get my attention. And I was like, this is
so it must have been grade 8 students then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no, like, if students come up to me and is like, hey, you did this. I'm like, yeah, please leave me alone.
Yes.
But trying to like shout my name to get my attention.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need to go over. Like, I'm
not going
to
walk over.
I'm not particularly interested in making friends with 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
That's awkward.
That is crazy.
Well, I'll look forward to them telling me that story when I...
Fingers crossed.
...go back to the school.
Hell yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Tell them that they were being weird.
I will.
Okay, good.
I'll pass on that message.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to say hi to him, just walk over there.
Yeah.
And then he'll tell you to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. People, even just children shouting across
like
the room to get my... Oh, well, I mean like three-year-olds.
Oh.
To get my attention that way. It's not going to work.
It doesn't work for
you. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's funny. Living in a big city, that's not really something we have to deal with. Like running into people we work with, like clients and stuff.
Well, I go out. Damn it.
Not where I was going with this, but thanks for that. No, I was trying to say that when I lived in a small town, it happened all the time and it sucked.
What small town did you live in?
Chilliwack, but...
Oh, okay. Chilliwack is,
I guess, not
smaller,
small.
Isn't it?
It's small compared to... It's not a town, but it's
how big is
to
it?
Calgary.
How big?
Mm?
How big?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Okay. Your truths and lies?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have 4 because I break the rules. Okay.
Yeah, you're such a badass.
I'm a rule breaker.
You are a bad bitch. You are a savage.
Okay. We went bowling this week. That's just context. That's true. And I was competing against you the whole time. it was a team building thing at work. Yeah.
I don't think I won.
And I didn't have a voice, so I just like clapped. It was lame as fuck. Yeah. That's my first one. Second one, I think I'm ready to get into SJM.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Crescent City, just finished the second book. 3 stars.
Out of 5.
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
Not good enough. Third one, I booked a meeting with our previous manager, your current manager.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. And then fourth one, I went to a piano bar last night and I didn't sing at all.
Okay, so we're doing, you were competing against me, true, ready to get into SJM, false.
Okay.
That would be too good.
Okay.
What was the third one? Booked a meeting?
Booked a meeting.
Why do you need to book a meeting? I talked to her like for an hour on Thursday or Friday.
Really? What? Yeah.
She's always ready. Shit.
Yeah. And then last one was?
Piano bar, didn't sing.
False, because you were like, I'm surprised I have a voice today.
Yeah.
Lie.
Okay, first one. What was the first one? Bowling.
Competing against Jimmy. Bowling.
In her head.
In your head.
Yeah, like silently in my own head. Yeah.
That has to be true.
Okay.
I would have done worse if you told me you were competing against me.
Second one, it was a book, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So that's going to be
Sarah
true.
Sarah J. Maas, like the ACOTAR books. ACOTAR.
Oh.
I'm ready to get into those.
I'm going to say true. Why not? Maybe you're feeling different these days.
Okay.
Third one, I'm going to say probably a lie.
Okay.
I have her calendar.
Fuck.
Fourth one.
Fact check.
What was the fourth one?
A piano bar. Didn't sing.
That's a lie.
Okay. First one, I was secretly competing against you. Yeah. That all I cared about was beating you.
That's so funny. How many did you... You got the first game, right?
Yeah, I got the first game. Second game, we only played half.
Oh, right.
But
I did get
one frame where I got 0 points, so I was losing.
Those 0 point frames are a bummer. Rough.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I was secretly competing against you the whole time. I didn't want to tell you because I thought it would make you better.
No.
Good to know. No.
Who won?
Hmm?
Who won?
I think Christina came out on top on... Our first game.
And where did you go?
National.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd go to a different place. If you're going somewhere just to bowl, I would go to a different place.
Mm.
And yeah, that, and also like booking it at a time where people can actually stay and enjoy it instead of a time where everyone has to leave halfway through.
What time was it?
That's my supervisor's good.
Would you rather do it at the end of the day where we can like stay after work? Or
I think middle of the day was fine. It would have just been nice to be like, oh, we booked it for 2 hours. Everyone can actually stay that whole time. We can like chill and eat some food and relax. But everyone had to leave an hour in.
Why?
Because we all had programming and my supervisor apparently like sucks at planning.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was lame.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't have programming because I didn't have a voice. Jimmy had my programming. Yeah. Well, I did have programming, but I couldn't run it because I was... I think I might be ready to get into SJM.
Fuck yeah.
Mostly because I finished my audiobook series that I was listening to, and now I need something new.
ACOTAR, Throne of Glass,
Crescent City. That's what I was going to ask
you.
That's what I needed to know, is what I should start with.
Yeah.
Okay.
But man, Crescent City is a bit of a, it's a hit. In a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 3 stars.
3 stars. I had 2 major knocks against it. It didn't do the thing that I love at the end of all SJM books.
Okay.
Which has just turned me into a, like, break my heart wide open.
Yeah.
And just, like, it's a weird fucking setting. They talk weird. The characters are, I guess, more modern. But it feels like SJM wanted to be like, yeah, I just want to write as, like, a teenager
again. Yeah. I hate that. Now,
but the
you're
sex
saying...
is a little bit more explicit.
Yeah, I remember from last episode.
Oh, one of my truths and lies was going to be that one in the book, one of the characters like died by impaling themselves.
Okay.
And it would be a lie because it was actually talking about impaling themselves on a dick.
Right. Okay. Which is just really like what a violent way to describe sex.
And apparently it's a big dick.
Right. There you go. So you're saying ACOTAR before Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be ready to be kind of disappointed, but that's okay.
Yeah. I think like, you know, yeah, if it's not your writing style, it's not your writing style, but that I hope that doesn't mean that you get nothing from the experience.
Well, and like I have a lot less attachment to spending time listening to things. because I drive so
much. Oh, you're going to listen to it?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it. Yeah. I need something to listen to.
I guess.
Yeah. I would not read it. I wouldn't sit down and read it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Jeez.
I don't know. People love the audiobooks, but I guess I've never listened to it.
I'm not going to do if they have like the, sometimes they have the drama ones where there's like sound effects. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Okay. That's not my, it's like okay. Listening to a movie. I guess
with these books, there are so many times where I just like, I am moved.
Right.
And just cry.
I don't think that's going to happen to me, if I'm totally honest.
That's
Can you cry with audiobooks?
Like I don't think I've ever. I'm only listening to Wheel of Time on audiobook.
Do you still get like the mental image with an audiobook?
Okay. Yeah. I'm definitely not as in it though, because I'm driving when I listen to audiobooks. So I don't have the ability to listen as fully. Mm. Yeah. I do a lot of rewinding.
Oh, okay.
You know, if I like something stressful happens, I'm like, oh, I didn't listen to 5 minutes of this audiobook. So I do a lot of rewinding.
Yeah.
Okay. Third one, booked a meeting. No, I didn't, but I think I'm going to.
Mm.
Because I don't think I can continue doing my job. Because I can't have fun on the weekends, and that's ruining my life.
So, well, you're still having fun on the weekends, though.
Well, I didn't sing at the piano bar last
night.
No! So, spoiler for the last one, I made myself not sing.
That was...
And that sucked. And then I was scared I was going to lose my voice this morning.
I didn't expect that.
I was so bummed.
And how is my supervisor involved in this?
Well, she sees leadership potential in me.
Oh.
So I think I just want to have a meeting with her. Like, what are some steps I can take?
Yeah.
Just like put it back on her radar.
Yeah.
Basically. Because like my supervisor and my manager kind of, they're fine, but meh.
There's someone else.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. Because I really just don't know about the longevity of this job that I have right now. Because I've lost my voice 12 days in the last month.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is a lot.
At some point, like, are they allowed to fire you for it?
Well, and this is the other thing. That's
like,
what I'm worried
about.
Hey,
man, this might not be working out.
I think, like, the fact that the thing that saved me is that the schools have been out.
Yeah.
And I still had to cancel. Oh, I guess I did have to cancel a week of programming.
This is like when I was growing out my hair and then COVID happened. It's kind of like the universe is conspiring to help you out a little bit.
Help you out. Yeah, exactly.
It's pushing you for other things.
Yeah. So
you got an entire strike just so you could lose your voice.
My voice, yeah. And then I forced myself not to sing last night.
That's rough.
Which is not fun.
What was one of the ones that you were most bummed about not being able to scream about?
So which piano bar was this?
Aussie Rules.
Mm.
Is there another one?
I don't know.
I actually didn't know piano bars were a thing.
Yeah, it's like a dueling piano bar. I'd never been. It's really fun. People like dance on chairs.
Mm-hmm.
What's
the Singapore Sams of dueling pianos.
Yes.
Aussie.
Our friend ordered a piano of shots.
Oh.
And there was a bunch of shots in it. That was fun.
Wow. Cute.
It was really fun. I would have loved to be able to sing.
You don't have a song in mind?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. There was definitely a few. Oh, Before He Cheats.
Oh.
Like, come on. And then... Oh, Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, I got friends.
Keep going. There's a few, that I really would have loved to sing. So I just pretended to sing.
Were you just like,
No, I just like mouthed the words.
Ugh.
And every once in a while, Stefan would like lean toward me to make sure I wasn't singing, which means I was convincing. But
that's crazy, though. You need to think about that.
I know, right? And I said to him, I was like, during the night, I was like, okay, you are the proof currently that I'm being responsible, and if I lose my voice tomorrow, it is not my fault. And he was like, yeah, you're doing pretty good.
Turns out you just don't want to be responsible.
I don't.
Do you?
Like, what's the point of living if
you
I can't
talk?
Have fun?
Memento mori, man. You got
to
die.
If I'm living so I can do my job instead of doing my job so I can live.
That's such a niche problem.
It is such a niche problem.
I'm really curious to know how, like, it's just so niche that it's like.
What did you say?
In what way?
Well, like, who else has the problem of
singers,
changing careers?
You know, like, singers have these problems, but, you know.
Yeah.
I guess they handle it better than you, though.
No, I guess they do.
Yeah. You're just trying to build healthy relationships.
Hmm?
You're just trying to build healthy relationships, and you're losing your voice.
I know. Yeah, I went to the doctor. And she was like, can't do anything for you. And then she said, well, she got me a referral to an ENT. But she was like, unless you're actively losing your voice when you go see this ENT, they're likely not going to be able to do anything for you. And then I thought about it after, and I was like, I think they're going to stick a camera down my throat.
They probably will.
Could you imagine?
Also, you can 100%.
I don't think I can do that.
You can make sure that you don't have a voice when you go to the ENT.
I probably could. I could orchestrate it.
It's an on-demand, though.
Yeah.
But then you would have to make it so that you don't have any programming.
Well, and this is the other thing. It used to be like, oh, if I yell for a night, I'll lose my voice for a day. Now, apparently, I lose it for 5 days.
It's getting worse, hey?
Oh, it's for sure.
It started like a year ago. Yeah. Getting worse.
Yeah. I would say that's when I saw my doctor the first time. She like looked and she was like, yeah, we talked about this a year ago.
Honestly, it's probably documented on the podcast.
Yeah, honestly, it probably is. I think it's getting worse. It's lasting longer. Yeah, because it used to be I'd only lose it for multiple days if I was sick.
Have you done throat chakra yoga before?
No.
Try it out.
Okay.
Open that throat.
one of our coworkers also told me about acupuncture in the throat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which...
sounds awful.
Sounds a little scary. I also just don't think it'll
like,
I doubt it's like dry needling. I bet it's just the surface stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, they put it in your neck. But it's like,
that sounds so scary.
Well, it's very, back. They don't go in
hardly
at all.
One of my friends got acupuncture, and then the person that did it forgot to take one of the needles. So she went and put her pants on, and then she got a needle like on her butt, and she went and sat down, and she still had the needle in.
Oh my god.
No.
She had to go back and get it removed.
Oh!
And then they refunded her for that.
Okay.
And then she went back to the same acupuncturist.
This could be a good segue. Did she sue?
No.
I think you'd have to have a lasting injury now.
She got a refund?
That's psychological.
That is.
And we were all like, please don't ever go again.
It's so visceral. Oh my god.
And she went again.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to the same.
Now, to be fair, now that person's going to be very careful.
You gotta,
there's that.
If you do go back, you might as well go to the person who made that mistake once.
They won't do it again.
Like, how do you miss a needle, you know?
They are very small.
Especially if, they are.
But
it's
that's
like
your
if
full...
I turn to the side, you can't see me. It's like that.
But
like
that's your job.
Times.
That's your full job.
That's true.
You know?
Wow. Oh.
This is lucked again. I'm sorry.
That would be hard for them to.
Should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be hard for them to miss one if they stuck in my throat.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Acupuncture's cool, though, because I have wrist issues, and they did acupuncture in my knee, and it helped my
wrist. They did acupuncture in my legs and got rid of my knee problem.
There
that
you go.
That makes sense, yeah. What kind? Yeah. Just like the little, like, mini needles or going deeper?
The mini ones. I'm
okay, yeah.
My mom gets those ones that they stick into the muscle.
And I love that shit.
Yeah, she says
it
feels
that shit.
Crazy. Like, it hurts a lot, but it's, like, releases the muscle because she's got really tight.
Okay, so maybe I got that because that's what I felt.
It hurts.
And they, like, kind of move it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful, but... It was really awful, but it really helped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just feel the muscle go, like... Poof.
That's not the kind they would do in my throat.
I always make it feel worse in my head. Than it does.
It
there
is
are
psychologically
times
like
a I don't like
really
it.
Weird
I always
thing.
Have to do yeah. like deep breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But those muscle ones, it's supposed to not feel good.
One of
the other one is like pretty.
I got it done a couple weeks ago, and I think she hit a nerve. I'm not fucking hurt.
Oh, we got to stop talking about this. This is not helping me.
Okay, we might as well get into it, though. Then.
Both.
We're prepping
we don't have
for
a lot of time.
LSATs.
We don't have a lot of time. But yeah, we are.
Give some time.
We are. We have a guest who took the LSATs recently.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
And got exactly what she thought she was going to get.
Exactly.
Which I think is like not a horrible outcome to get what you think you're going to get.
No, exactly. That. Yeah. I'm content.
Like, yeah. There you go.
I'm not satisfied, but.
Yeah.
You'll never be
it's
satisfied.
Okay.
Also, I just have to point it out because now I can't stop seeing it. One of the wedding cards we got is a Mrs. and Mrs. card.
Yes.
It's right there. And
that's so funny.
And Stefan and I noticed for the first time like 3 days ago.
Did you get them a card? Did you get them a gift?
Yeah, I got you a card.
Yep. And a gift.
And a gift.
Yep.
What did you get them?
Same as you.
What? Oh.
What do you get them? Not in $1 bills, though, but...
Yeah, no,
I was a bit more efficient than that.
E-transfer, in fact.
Dude, oh my gosh. I went to Kaz's wedding and I forgot the card in my car.
Oh, I did that the last wedding I went to. Happened? We forgot the
what
card.
What just happened?
Oh, it's fine. It's okay. It's just a weird thing that is happening on my laptop lately. How was that wedding? Because I only talked to you about it when Cass was in front of us.
It was really pretty, but it was it was short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not probably as much of a party.
No. Yeah. But I think that's what they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She was saying they're not big dance people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was good. It was pretty.
The photos
pretty
were
place.
Really pretty mm-hmm. that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
What is the makeup of the LSAT?
So it's 4 sections, 3 graded sections. So one of those are you just have to do the 4, and then you don't know which one is going to be.
They just randomly pick.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
It's not your 3 best sections. They just pick.
No, they randomly pick it. Christ. And it changes for every LSAT. But each section, I think it's 25 questions. 25 or 30.
Do they grade the same 3 sections for everyone?
Or yeah. Okay. It's the same for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the same questions for everyone that's taking the test on the same day.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so it's... Is it 35? Never mind.
It's 35 minutes per section.
Yeah, it's 35 minutes, and then it's 25...
23, 25...
Yeah, 25 to, 28 questions. Yeah.
Per section.
Per section.
Okay.
So
you have just over a minute per question.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And then there's two types of questions. There is logical reasoning.
There are the ones that make you want to blow your brains out.
Yeah.
And then the questions that make you want to slit your wrists.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. And then there's reading comprehension, which is just how good you are at reading.
And then there's reading comprehension.
On top of that, and that just makes you maybe want to go to sleep and never wake up.
You have to read four sections of 4 paragraphs each about a science thing, a law thing, and it's awful.
When do you find out which 3 sections were graded?
When you get your results.
Okay.
And they actually don't tell you the answers. Then you just get your grade, so you don't get to see which one it is.
Fair and enough, you don't get to see great. Which you got right or wrong.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh.
And they don't actually release the tests until 10 years down the road.
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
So in section 1, I don't like this question,
okay,
but I figured we'd start off with it because there's no way we can do it.
Can I read this?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to read them to us?
You sent them.
Well, I'll read it, but this is this is the practice test, but in the LSAT hacks.com link, you can look at all of the
answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is, each group of questions in this section is based on a set of conditions, and you just have to answer them based off those conditions.
We have to draw a rough diagram.
So this is question 1. A company employee generates a series of 5-digit product codes in accordance with the following rules. The codes use the digits 0,
Wait,
1,
sorry,
2.
Sorry, are you in section 1, logic games?
Yep.
So that's logic games is not a part of the LSAT anymore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so they got the LSAT is currently getting sued. And they got sued last year, and they had to remove the logic games part because it wasn't very accessible to people because you have to diagram. So for those that can't see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
move
let's
to section
see.
2 then.
Well, yeah, but let's just read through this and
this
see
first
how
one.
Much
yeah.
we hate it.
Okay, the first question.
The codes use the digits 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4 and no others. Each digit occurs exactly once in any code. The second digit has a value exactly twice that of the first digit.
Okay.
The value of the third digit is less than the value of the fifth digit. So number 1 is if the last digit is an acceptable product code, or if the last digit of an acceptable product code is 1, it must be true that A, the first digit is 2, B, the second digit is 0, C, the third digit is 3, D, the fourth digit is 4, and E, the fourth digit is 0.
Okay. Let's see this. This is math.
I feel like
math.
There was something. I feel like this might actually be
Answer
super simple.
A.
Okay.
That's
well,
what
we
you're
can't,
saying?
We you don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Okay, hold on. Second.
So the second digit has a value exactly twice that of the first digit. The value of the third digit is less than the value of
the
fifth digit.
So the last digit, which is the fifth digit, is 1.
It can't
so the
be
third has to be 0.
It can't yeah, it can't be C and it can't be B because 0
it can only
can't
occur
be
once. It can't be B, C, or E. The third digit is 0.
Where does the fourth? What is the? Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's smart. You're smart.
Yeah.
And BC, and then the fourth digit is 4.
So fourth digit is 4 or first digit is 2. So second digit.
The codes, each digit, the second digit, exactly twice. Okay, okay, so
one,
okay.
Two.
The oh shit, fuck. Oh my fourth god. Digit. Okay, so if the fourth digit is 4, that means 1, 4, 0. That means 2 and 3 would be the only, and you
so
can't
that
do that
can't
because
do that. So it has to be A.
I think the answer is A.
I think so too.
Okay,
oh my
perfect.
God, stop saying people's names.
Oh, oops.
Quack.
Quack.
But let's move on. That was fun.
I'm glad you have fun.
But that's crazy that you have like a minute per question.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of this one, because it's like stupid.
That is stupid. That is stupid.
I want to go to the one about Labrador retrievers. So that is page 7 on the PDF, but page 6 of the test.
Okay.
This is
I love Labrador
basically
retrievers.
The same thing, but you have to choose the best answer. So there could be answers that are conceivably both correct, but you have to choose the best one.
Okay.
So question 2, all Labrador retrievers bark a great deal. All St. Bernards bark infrequently. Each of Rosa's dogs is a cross between a Labrador Retriever and a St. Bernard. Therefore, Rosa's dogs are moderate barkers.
And I'm assuming...
There's no flaw in the logic. That is sound logic.
We have to assume that what they say in the question is fact.
Yes.
That's how you go into it?
Yeah.
No, you should go with the assumption that everything is flawed.
What?
There's always a flaw in an argument.
What?
Okay, because like...
Oh, which
we
of the following uses flawed reasoning?
Labradors bark a great deal, or St. Bernards.
Oh,
only bark
which
a
of
bit.
The which one of the following uses flawed reasoning that most closely resembles the flawed reasoning used in the argument above? Mm-hmm. A. All students who study diligently make good grades, but some students who do not study diligently also make good grades. Jane studies somewhat diligently, therefore Jane makes somewhat good grades.
No, that's not it. That's not the same.
But
argument.
It could be.
No, it's not.
But it could be.
I don't think it's the same argument.
All type A chemicals are extremely toxic to human beings. All type B chemicals are non-toxic to human beings. This household cleaner is a mixture of type A chemical and type B chemical. Therefore, the household cleaner is moderately toxic. I think
that's more similar.
It's more
argument.
Similar, but it is more sound than the dog
it's
scenario.
Still not as... No, it has the same...
No, it has... No, I'm agreeing with you. It has the same argument... But this is real.
No, it has the same flaws.
No, it doesn't have the same flaws because if you have half of a toxic thing and half of a non-toxic thing, the thing that it makes together is toxic.
No, but it's
whereas
saying...
if you make two dogs or one dog, two dogs, one dog.
Two dogs, one dog.
You don't get the same amount of.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's fair, because these chemicals aren't mixed together; they're just existing in the household.
No, it's a mixture. This household cleaner is a mixture of type A and type B. Listen, you get to keep your whatever. All students at Hanson School live in Greene County. All students at Edwards School live in Wynn County. Hanson and Ed. Wait.
What?
Oh, sorry, I skipped a line.
Hanson and Edwards.
Members of the Perry family attend both Hanson and Edwards. Therefore, some members of the Perry family live in Greene County and some live in Wynn County. I don't think so.
Okay.
Wait.
Did you
wait,
I know the answer now.
Okay.
All
did you
students...
did you read the question before you looked at the answer? Would
yeah,
you
I
guess
read...
what the answer is?
No, I'm in this one.
All
oh,
students...
you're in the same one as us.
Yeah, yeah.
All students at Hanson School live in Greene County. All
well,
students
I think
at...
I know the answer.
Okay.
Members of the Perry family attend both. No, this is legit. This is too legit.
Okay.
There's no flaw there.
Okay.
Okay.
D, all transcriptionists know shorthand. All engineers know calculus. Bob has worked both as a transcriptionist and as an engineer. Therefore, Bob knows both
that
shorthand.
One. I like that one.
It's neat.
I like that one.
But this is all transcriptionists know shorthand. Whereas, ugh.
No, I think that's it.
Okay, what's E? All of Kenesha's dresses are very well made. All of Connie's dresses are very badly made. Half of the dresses in this closet are very well made, and half of them are very badly made. Therefore, half of the dresses in this closet are Kenesha's, and half of them are Connie's.
No, I don't think it's that one. Because there could be a third person who's got dresses in that closet.
Okay, I'm narrowing it down to D and C and D.
I'm going.
What's your final answer?
D.
I gotta think.
Okay, I think it's B.
B?
Yeah.
Because there's no way.
Huh?
How?
Because he's following the same structure.
Yeah, all Labradors. The same. Yeah.
Bark a great deal. All chemicals are extremely toxic. All San Bernards bark infrequently. All type B chemicals are non-toxic.
Yeah.
And then the mix of both of these things make it moderate barkers. The mix of both chemicals make it moderately toxic.
I thought you said mother barkers, and I thought that was good.
Motherfucking barkers.
So it follows. It's not. Yeah. It's not correct. So these are the thing about the Elsa. You need to get rid of all your bias and what you think is correct and cannot be correct. So you just have to follow what the statement says.
I can't.
It's hard.
Can I choose? Can my answer be anything but B?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, I'm going anything but B.
I'm going. I like B or D. B or D.
Okay.
Do you know the answer?
No. Here. Do you have it open?
I can bring it up. Section 2, question 2. Conclusion or reasoning analysis. B is correct. Oh, fuck.
B.
It's B.
I fuck.
There you go.
It's hard.
But. Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. I would fail the LSATs. I don't care. What's my next
one? Those are one of the hardest questions.
Piss me off.
Okay. C is really short. Or three. Sorry. Three is a really short one.
I was going to number 7.
Oh, it's so long.
But it's relevant to us.
It's relevant?
Okay.
Actually, we don't really need to. It was just moral motivation. We can go to the next one.
Okay, we can't do 12. It's so long.
The next one is section 3, question 2.
Okay. Oh, you already prepped? You, like, looked through the questions ahead of time?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why this one stood out to me, but it
did. Wait, which one? Section 3?
Question 2. Nope.
Stop. Nope. If you finish before time is called, you may check your work in this section. I did not like
the way you said that.
is that
page
the
9.
Truth
Go
now?
To page 9.
Are we going to page 9?
Oh, 12. I see.
12 of the PDF or 12 on the
12
test?
12 of the test. Section 2, question 12.
Oh, section 2, question 12.
This is my favorite. I love keeping secrets. Suppose I have promised to keep a confidence of someone asks me a question. Really?
Yeah, because
that's
so
long.
Well, okay, we can move on.
As I was scrolling through, I was like, let's not do this question.
Okay, next one.
What's the next one?
Is 14. Oh, this one's super relevant to us. A cup of raw milk being heated in a microwave oven to 50 degrees Celsius contains half its initial concentration of a particular enzyme, lysozyme.
Say it again.
Lysozyme. If, however, the milk reaches that temperature through exposure to a conventional heat source of 50 degrees Celsius, it will contain nearly all of its initial concentration of the enzyme. Therefore, what destroys the enzyme is not heat, but microwaves which generate heat.
Okay.
Which one of the following, if true, most seriously weakens the argument? A, heating raw milk in a microwave oven to a temperature of 100 degrees Celsius destroys nearly all the lysozyme initially present.
How would that affect
the
argument at all?
I don't know.
I think that supports the argument.
Enzymes in raw milk that are destroyed through excessive heating can be replaced by adding enzymes that have been extracted from other sources. Seems crazy. Don't know.
Unrelated.
Doesn't trigger anything in me.
Well, also, like, we don't care about other enzymes. That's not the problem here.
C, a liquid exposed to a conventional heat source of exactly 50 degrees Celsius will reach that temperature more slowly than it would if it were exposed to a conventional heat source hotter than 50 degrees Celsius.
Nope.
What? D, milk that has been heated in a microwave oven does not taste noticeably different from milk that has been briefly heated by exposure to a conventional heat source.
Do we know that? I don't know that.
What?
So why would that be the...
What is happening?
I could see that
most
being
seriously
the answer,
weakens
but we don't
the
know that.
Argument. What is the argument? That the enzyme... Oh, the thing that destroys enzyme is not heat, but microwaves. Oh, okay. Which generate heat.
Yeah.
Heating... Wait. Wait.
Okay, look at...
No. The conventional method does not destroy the enzyme.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's microwaves that
heating
destroy it.
Any liquid by microwave creates small zones within it that are much hotter than the overall temperature that the liquid will ultimately reach.
See, that makes more sense to me because I know that's
but
true.
But that seems scientific. And do you need to know the science to be able to answer the question?
I think it's D, and I think that's so fucking
milk
stupid.
Milk has been heated in a microwave oven does not taste noticeably different. That's there's no way it's D.
That doesn't matter.
You want
matter
it to be D?
No, it's not D. I don't want it to be D.
Which of the following, if most true, most seriously weakens the argument? No, it weakens the argument. Strengthens the argument.
So does A.
A liquid exposed to a conventional heat source of exactly 50 degrees Celsius will reach that temperature more slowly than it would if it were exposed to it. I don't know.
I'm going to say C.
Hmm.
Hold
mostly
on, hold
because
on.
Because I just
these
questions. They're awful.
Okay, so the argument is that the microwaves destroy the enzyme. It would be A.
I don't think so, because I think that supports the...
I think it's E.
You think it's E?
I think it's E.
No, I think with A...
Can I say why?
If you're increasing the temperature, then you're saying, oh, okay, so you're putting it in a microwave, and then you're also losing all of the lysozyme.
Mm. Yeah.
But you're also increasing the temperature, so you don't know if it's microwaves or temperature.
Mm. But it says microwave.
I know.
In A.
You're raising it to 100 degrees, and so you don't necessarily know if it's the microwave or if it's the
but then that doesn't only weaken it, because if you don't know, then you actually have nothing to prove.
But it doesn't strengthen it.
But it doesn't weaken it.
What do you say
I
about
think it's
E?
E, because okay. This is saying that waves is the thing that's causing that, right?
Yes.
But in not heat. Heat has nothing to do.
Yes.
And this is saying that...
No, you're right, you're right.
The microwaves are creating pockets of heat, which is actually what alters the temperature.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter the final temperature of the whole thing, is the pockets that's actually...
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
See,
that makes sense.
No science.
That makes sense.
It's no science. I know nothing of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think you're right. That makes sense, because it's saying that the increased heat is due to the microwaves, but it's not the microwaves doing the destruction.
And the argument says that the overall temperature stays the same, or is not this, but this is saying that we don't actually know.
Correct answer is E. Yeah.
That is so annoying.
This shows the microwave heating is different from conventional heating. 50 No, I don't need to read it. Next. What do we got?
We just got
next?
The explanation from Dredd.
Yeah.
Okay, which question next?
This looks like the next section, unless it's 22.
Is a 22.
I'm looking for after replacing his old gas heater.
Okay, no.
Okay, yeah. Page 14. Do you want to read it, Janet?
Page 14?
Page 14, question 2.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we are on to best answers, reasoning, most accurate and complete answer. Most accurately and completely answers the question. Okay. After replacing his old gas water heater with a new pilotless gas water heater that is rated as highly efficient, Jimmy's gas bills.
Jimmy's. That's why I picked
wrong.
This question.
Spelled wrong. His gas bills increase.
Different Jimmy's.
Each of the following, if true, contributes to an explanation of the increase mentioned above, except A. The new water heater uses a small percentage of the gas used by Jimmy's household than did the old one.
What?
Okay.
I need to read these again.
If true, I'll read it.
Can I do it? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're looking for one that does not.
Yeah.
After replacing his old gas water heater with a new pilotless gas water heater that is rated as highly efficient.
Did you just? Oh, you're reading the question again.
Yeah.
Jimmy's gas bill increased.
Okay.
Each of the following, if true, contributes to an explanation of the increase mentioned above, except. So he replaced it with something more efficient, but his bill increased.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why, basically.
Okay.
So the new.
Not why. We're looking for not why.
Contributes to an explanation. Oh, right. So.
Because each of the following.
I think this one's easy.
Will
you guys
contribute
are
to the
it.
Increase.
Explains.
Except.
Yes. Okay. The new water heater uses a smaller percentage of the gas used by Jimmy's household than did the old one.
I feel like that's the answer.
That must be the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's keep going. B, shortly after the new water heater was installed, Jimmy's uncle came to live with him, doubling the size of the household. That makes sense. There's an increase. After having
uncles
done his laundry.
Uncles are always using the hot water.
Hi, Stefan.
For all the farting they do.
Yeah, exactly. Fuckers. After having done his laundry at a laundromat, Jimmy bought and started using a gas dryer when he replaced his water heater. Okay, that explains an increase. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's utility company raised the rates for gas consumption following installation of the new water heater. That explains
Easy.
An increase. Unusually cold water followed the installation.
Don't even
there we go.
It's A.
We got obviously.
It. We're the best.
Yeah.
Wow. Shorter questions.
What, like it's hard?
Yeah, what, like it's hard? I got a 180. I'm in. Okay, what's our next one?
Let me see.
There's some good names in this.
Question four.
Do you want me to read it?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Again, just very relevant to everybody's lives. many corporations have begun decorating their halls with motivational posters in hopes of boosting their employees' motivation to work productively.
Not working.
However, almost you got some motivational posters in your office, hey?
Yeah, we do.
You do?
Never looked at them once.
Yeah, it's like
who put them up.
There's
they
no
were
I
in there,
team.
I think. Or Stacy put them.
Probably daycare, Heather.
I'm concerned about the people that actually didn't, like print those and put them
I
up.
I know, right?
Listen, man.
Like, what do you think about this?
Was a
good idea.
We are not the same.
No.
Oh, you like them? Here?
No, I'm not the same as
those people.
Those
that
people.
Oh, I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not the same.
I don't
not,
take
not
it back.
The same as
but
you.
Yeah.
We are all the same.
Yeah.
And different from
sometimes
those people.
I worry people have too much joy in their lives.
I know.
But like in like a.
What?
But
what?
In like a sad way,
what?
You know?
What do you, what did we? What?
Are you worried you don't have enough joy?
No, I worry that it's like.
They don't earn their joy enough?
No, that is just like, are you.
What? Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? And are you like actually really depressed? You
right.
know?
Yeah, are you faking it like all the comedians out
like,
there?
Like laugh a little bit.
Like
it's
comedians
fine.
Are laughing because they're all sad. That's like a thing.
Like not everything has to be okay.
Agreed.
You know?
Are
yeah.
You
no,
okay
I'm on his side.
Yeah,
I'm not on your side.
I'm on because stop saying your name.
Oh, oops. okay. However, almost all employees at these corporations are already motivated to work productively.
What? What company
so
is
these
this?
Corporations' use of motivational posters is unlikely to achieve its intended purpose.
Mm, yeah.
The reason in the argument is most vulnerable to criticism on the grounds that the argument A. What? A fails to consider whether corporations that do not currently use motivational posters would increase their employees' motivation to work productively if they began using the posters. Mm. I said all the words. I did not. I just said them. I yeah. just said
okay.
them. I didn't register any of them.
Again.
Okay.
Can you summarize what that meant?
Fails to consider whether corporations that do not, like if a corporation is not using the poster, maybe if they do, they will see an increase in the employee's happiness or productivity.
Fails like to consider whether corporations that do not currently use motivational. Oh, okay.
Like basically getting more statistics,
Christ,
more information.
No, so, okay. So what we're looking for, an argument that's going to criticize the argument. The conclusion of this argument is that these corporations use motivational posters. So the corporations that use these posters are unlikely to achieve more productivity.
Because they already have productivity.
Yeah. So the poster doesn't matter, essentially what they're saying.
And we're trying to argue against that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Something that makes
which
that vulnerable.
Argument is providing the more criticism.
Okay.
And this is like what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Yes. That was so much fun.
Honestly, having a lawyer friend is really something.
We're getting ahead of
life.
Ourselves. Really I'm procrastinating on that application.
Yeah.
Every day, Suzanne comes into the office. She's like, "Oh, my future." I'm like, "No, stop."
Everyone needs a lawyer in their lives. Just saying.
Yeah, same. Same.
Okay, B. That the argument B takes for granted. That with respect to their employees' motivation to work productively, corporations that decorate their halls with motivational posters are representative of corporations in general.
Okay. Okay, I like that one.
Okay.
These are just words. They're just so much words in a row.
I like that one because it's saying we're assuming that this corporation that chose to decorate their halls is the same as other corporations.
So I
like that one. I think that one might be
my favorite part of this is that it just keeps saying decorate their halls.
Oh, I've got a question for you guys unrelated to the LSATs. We can get into it after this question. I think we need to read the rest of these answers.
Okay, C, fails to consider that even if motivational posters do not have one particularly beneficial effect for corporations, they may have similar effects that are equally beneficial. D, does not adequately address the possibility that employee productivity is strongly affected by factors other than the employee's motivation to work productively. Wait, does not adequately address the possibility... Oh my God.
Are you okay?
That employee productivity is strongly affected by factors other than employees' motivation to work productively. And E, fails to consider that even if employees are already motivated to work productively, motivational posters may increase that motivation.
No, that can't be it. I don't know why. It just can't be it. Do you think this is the episode the podcast dies?
It could be
I'm having so much fun.
It could be E.
I think it's E.
Because the thing that pisses me off about this question the most is that it makes me go against everything that I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're looking for, remember, the argument is the posters are unlikely to achieve more productivity. Yeah. We're looking for something that's going to criticize that, that's going to say, no, these posters are going to increase productivity.
So literally the argument just says these posters increase productivity.
So E says,
you don't know that they couldn't increase it more. Because the argument is that the employees are already productive, therefore the posters won't increase productivity. Yeah. However, if there are, like, you can be productive, but you could be more productive.
Mm-hmm. I hate this.
I think it's E because
it's not fun.
It says that, okay, employees are productive, are motivated to be productive, but having these posters may also make them slightly more productive.
Okay.
And that's criticizing.
The fact that those posters don't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's too stupid to be.
It is stupid.
What? It's too stupid to be real.
The LSAT is stupid.
Okay, so stupid. I'm going to go through the logical reasoning for this question.
Hold on. That's basically saying I'm like, okay, this is the argument. And you're like, well, that's not the argument because of it. Like, that's not the argument. And that's the answer.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
The LSAT is testing your ability to read things objectively.
Yeah.
Not your opinion.
Yeah.
Dumb.
It's dumb.
That is a good point about being a lawyer. It's also just like,
with
all of these, even just like counselors or psychologists, like opinion matters so much less.
It is true.
And I simply
check your opinion.
Do not want to live in that world.
I know, right? Oh my God.
We didn't start a podcast to not have an opinion.
Literally everything we've created
However,
in my job is based on our opinions.
I know. I think it's really good.
It's really good.
You know, we need someone's opinion to create these objective statements. Yeah. Just not the person.
Oh my God. Look at all that hair. I found where the hair was coming from. This was from the sweater. I washed it.
Dropping it on my floor.
Stop, drop, and roll, baby.
Put it on your laptop or in your notebook.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah, look gross. Okay, so I'm going to go through the logical reasoning. The question type is flawed reasoning. The conclusion is the company probably won't boost motivation with motivational posters, and the reasoning for that conclusion is the employees are already motivated. But this argument misses the difference between being motivated and increasing an already high level of motivation. You're motivated to study for the LSAT, right? What if I told you that if you got a good score, you could also get $10 million? You would be even more motivated, I'm guessing. This is the difference between an absolute level of motivation, 93% motivated, and a relative increase in motivation, 5% more motivated.
Is this what the website's saying?
The fuck. Yeah.
Confusion between relative and absolute is common on the LSAT.
I hate this.
Sweet.
Okay. I have a question unrelated to the LSAT. Have we seen the anti-Halloween movement happening, and how do we feel about it?
No. Nope, haven't heard about that.
What is this?
Seems like some...
Where do you see this?
Interesting millennial
I've seen
shit.
It in my neighborhood with people putting up aggressive Christmas decorations.
That's funny.
Already.
That's funny.
Wait, I'm so confused. Like aggressive as in like they're going all out, or aggressive as like I hate this.
All out. I'm calling it an anti Halloween movie.
Yeah, oh, you're starting.
No, but
you're observing. I'm assigning. You're observing and classifying.
Yes.
I think you need to get on that megaphone.
Isn't that crazy that people are already putting up Christmas decorations?
The
Christmas.
Thing about having a podcast and so that I can have opinions is that sometimes I don't have opinions.
Wait, I have a question. Do you have like those like permanent lights outside your house?
Like Christmas lights?
No, you know how some houses have
like built into their... No, we're not that fancy.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm asking because I actually hate those because those look like Christmas lights.
Well, sometimes if people put them on white during the year, they look nice.
Yeah.
I don't think they look like Christmas
lights.
What are
you trying to say about white?
Oh my gosh.
White is...
Nice.
They're not the worst, but...
They look like normal lights to me when they do that. And then when they change color... They can make them like orange for Halloween or purple. Mm.
There's one question here that I wanted to do just because it started off with Jablonski.
I did see that one.
But
I've
got
one
between
Antonio and Marla.
Mm. Oh, I like that. We're going to question 12, page 17.
I guess whatever I want doesn't matter.
You'll like it.
Noble? Noble X?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See? I'm not just fucking around.
I was just gonna say, can we give the novels names, like names of books?
Take it away.
That we already have. Well, I don't know.
They're semi-autobiographical.
Never mind then.
It's just getting too complicated. We cannot customize this.
Jimmy's history.
Novel X and novel Y. Yeah, Jimmy takes. No, we're not doing
this.
The
story of Jimmy and Janet.
Novel X and Novel Y are both semi-autobiographical novels and contain very similar themes and situations, which might lead one to suspect plagiarism on the part of one of the authors.
Drama.
However, it is more likely that the similarity of themes and situations in the two novels is merely coincidental, and they're just basic bitches.
Yes,
since both authors are from very similar backgrounds and have led similar lives.
Ugh, boring.
Which of the following most accurately expresses the conclusion drawn in the argument? Novel X and Novel Y are both semi-autobiographical novels, and the two novels contain many very similar themes and situations. B, the fact that Novel X and Novel Y are both semi-autobiographical novels and contain very similar themes and situations might lead one to suspect plagiarism on the part of one of the authors.
Nope.
The author of Novel X and the author of Novel Y are from very similar backgrounds and have led very similar lives.
I like just repeating things.
D, it is less likely that one of the authors of Novel X or Novel Y is guilty of plagiarism than that the similarity of themes and situations in the two novels is merely coincidental.
D.
If the authors of Novel X and Novel Y are from very similar backgrounds and have led very similar lives, suspicions that either of the authors plagiarized are very likely to be unwarranted.
I'm going D.
It is less likely that one of the authors of Novel X or Novel Y is guilty of plagiarism than that the similarity of themes and situations in the two novels is merely coincidental. Which of the following most accurately expresses the conclusion drawn in the argument?
I'm pretty confident in my answer.
It is less likely that one of the authors is guilty of plagiarism than that the similarity of themes and situations in the two novels is merely... Yeah, okay.
I think it's E as well.
Okay, yes. That was question 12. Question 12 in section 3, I think. Correct is D.
Yay.
This is worded strangely, but it is the conclusion.
It just repeats exactly what's said in the paragraph in a different order.
Yeah, fucking sucked.
When you're like three sections in, 20 questions in, and you get one of these like, what is the conclusion? It's like, yes. You just have to reread the question and that's it.
Just have to reread the question. Easy peasy.
Okay, what's next?
I did bring up the question 13 where it's like a therapist.
I saw that.
Cognitive psychotherapy focuses on changing a patient's conscious beliefs.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to do it though.
Okay, move on to the next one then.
Oh, perfect. Question 17.
Okay, why perfect?
17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This is really just working
Isn't
out
this so
trauma.
Funny? When extra,
how can we be unbiased in this situation?
No, there are so many relevant questions to our lives.
Yeah.
When exercising the muscles in one's back, it is important in order to maintain a healthy back to exercise the muscles on opposite sides of the spine equally.
Okay.
After all, balanced muscle development is needed to maintain a healthy back, since the muscles on opposite sides of the spine must pull equally in opposing directions to keep the back in proper alignment and protect the spine.
Lovely.
Excuse me. Which of the following is an assumption required by the argument? A, muscles on opposite sides of the spine that are equally well developed will be enough to keep the back in proper alignment.
Okay.
B, exercising the muscles on opposite sides of the spine unequally tends to lead to unbalanced muscle development.
Okay.
C, provided that one exercises the muscles on opposite sides of the spine equally, one will have a generally healthy back.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
These are the hardest ones.
That was a good one. D, if the muscles on opposite sides of the spine are exercised unequally, one's back will be irreparably damaged.
No, that's a no. Are you okay over there? What's happening for you?
Why?
Why is it a no? Because, so it's saying assumption required by the argument. There's nothing talking about like damage or irreparable damage in the argument.
That's correct.
So I don't think that assumption needs to be in place for this argument to be true.
But what else is a healthy back other than...
But the argument is not saying anything about that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's tipping us off.
Oh that. Stop saying her name.
Oh, oops. E,
quack.
One should exercise daily to ensure that the muscles on opposite sides of the spine keep the back in proper alignment.
Nope.
No. So okay, not D, on. Not E.
I have opinions. I just need to write down.
Okay.
The other.
Provided that one exercises the muscles on opposite sides of the spine equally, one will have a generally healthy back. It is important in order to maintain a healthy back. I think that... That's an option. C is an option.
I thought at first it was B. But I think it's C. Because we're saying that, like, the argument is to have a healthy back, you need to argue.
And B is essentially saying, after all, balanced muscle development is needed to maintain a healthy back. We don't have to make that assumption. That's already being... That's being stated.
Exercising the yeah, I think it's C. Because I think the argument...
Yeah, I'll go C.
...is that the argument is about the healthy back, not the unhealthy back.
Mm.
So I think it's C.
What do you think?
I think it's B.
Yeah, it's B. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I think it's B because you need the assumption that if you're working them out equally... then that's a healthy back. And the assumption here is, like, if you work them out, but you're working them out unequally, then that's going to be an imbalance. Like, it's not just assumption of working it out. It has to be equal.
Yeah, the practice test answer says, if this isn't true for B, then the conclusion has no support. Just like my back.
Oh.
Jeez.
Why do you have a $100 bill on your plant?
Because it's a money tree and Stefan thought it was funny.
Okay, but is it true? Real. I mean, is it true? Is it real?
No.
Okay.
No. I would have spent that $100.
Okay, question 24. Or are we done?
Oh,
wow,
we
we've
kind of
shot it over. Okay.
Pick a good one.
We've got one more. Do we want to go into the reading comprehension then?
No. Certainly.
Yeah,
not.
That's going to be brutal.
Okay.
I don't think 24 sounds that interesting.
Okay, then the last one is reading comprehension.
Oh, then no. Okay, I'll find a different one. Or Drudge should pick one.
Okay. Wait, but no, pass it. This is...
What's up?
No, never mind. It's not actually...
Okay, let's 23. 23
in section 3?
Yeah. I'm going by type of questions that we haven't done.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you want to read it out then?
No.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't, but Drud does, so.
I didn't answer anything.
I think that was very, I think that made your answer very clear.
My answer?
You just stared at me.
You want to read it?
No, I don't care.
Okay. political candidates' speeches are loaded with promises and with expressions of good intention. But one must not forget that the politician's purpose in giving these speeches is to get themselves elected. Okay. Clearly, then, these speeches are selfishly motivated and the promises made in them are unreliable. Okay.
Damn.
Which one of the following most accurately describes a flaw in the argument above? A. We just had an election. So
this is before AOC.
Why do you say that?
Well, that would be a flaw in the argument. This is before AOC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. I got there. That's
yeah.
nice.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed, yeah.
Things have changed. A, the argument presumes, without providing justification, that if a person's promise is not selfishly motivated, then that promise is reliable. Okay? B, the argument presumes, without providing justification, that promises made for selfish reasons are never kept. I don't think that's true. Because it's saying unreliable, not never kept. Okay, I don't think it's B. The argument, C, the argument confuses the effect of an action with its cause. D, the argument overlooks the fact that a promise need not be unreliable just because the person who made it had an ulterior motive for doing so. Okay. The argument overlooks the fact that a candidate who makes promises for selfish reasons may nonetheless be worthy of the office for which he or she is running. Okay, so I don't think it's D. Assigning worthiness. Okay. Or E, sorry. I think it's D.
The argument overlooks the fact that a promise need not be unreliable just because the person who made it had an ulterior motive for doing so. I think I could get behind that. I was hoping which of the following most accurately describes a flaw. I was looking for like the connection between, you know, they have like this ulterior motive, but that does not necessarily mean that the speeches are,
I think that's what
selfishly motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's exactly what D's saying.
The argument overlooks the fact that a promise need not be unreliable just because a person, okay.
I think it's saying, like, just because they have ulterior motives doesn't mean it's unreliable.
What does the argument confuses the effect of an action with its cause mean in C?
Maybe Dred will have it better.
The argument confuses the effect of an action with its cause. So the cause of this is it's selfishly motivated, and the effect of an action
is that it's unreliable.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's
so it's not getting confused.
No,
the argument is not confusing this. The argument is saying these two things.
Like, yeah, switching the two things in
the
argument.
Yeah. The argument is saying these two things are true.
Yeah,
and we're trying to find the flaw in those two truths.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's D.
Even though, like, you look at this argument and you're like, "There's a flaw in the argument itself is not confusing."
Yeah.
Cause and effect.
Yeah, it's not confusing.
The cause and effect is wrong, but we know what the cause and effect is in the argument.
It's not objectively, it doesn't know that its cause and effect are right, but it is not confusing the cause.
Yes.
And the effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for example, like if your light is not turning on, do you think it's because the light bulb is dead or whatever?
Right.
But then
you and your fucking riddles, man. I don't fucking get it.
And the reality is that the light is not turning on because there's no electricity in the house. So you're confusing the cause of something for that effect.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we're not confusing this here.
I see that. That makes sense.
I believe you.
Thank you.
What do you think the answer is?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go with D.
Okay.
I think it's D as well.
I don't think I would have gotten it right without you guys, but
I think you were really close. I think the part that's really confusing about this is the need not be.
Yeah, that's just like a stupid way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just trying to make it confusing language.
The correct answer is D.
Yeah.
It's possible that politicians often keep promises even when their promises were made for selfish reasons. After all,
can be selfish and reliable.
Politicians may selfishly want to get reelected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they still might be saying things that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us ending on a high note.
Yeah,
that might have been just the worst episode ever. I guess we're gonna find out.
I had a great time. Did you have a nice time?
You know what? It was better than I thought it would be.
I actually think
these really helped me in like LSAT study. We should have done this sooner.
Really? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, if you ever retake it.
Next time.
We'll do this again.
Yeah. You got anything going on, Judd?
Yeah, anything you want to promote?
Anybody want to give me a round of applause for using the correct name?
Yeah, did you catch yourself? You used it, the incorrect name again after I got mad at you.
Nope.
Well, there you go. Good thing I did. Yeah, you want to promote anything? Anything you got to share with the class?
I don't know. Go follow us on socials, I guess.
Oh, yes. Do you know the socials?
Shame on me pod.
Shame on me dot pod.
Dot pod.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
No TikTok.
No.
We have an RSS website.
Yep.
Follow us at Shame on Me, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I guess probably not wherever, but like Apple,
wherever
Spotify.
I think pretty much wherever.
Yeah.
There's a fly. Yeah.
There's a fly on me.
I think wherever.
I don't think we're on Amazon.
Does Amazon have podcasts?
Yo, how much money do you think we've made?
Oh, let's check. 17 cents.
Oh, we were past that already.
Oh, wow. Okay, 25
cents. 30. There's a fly. 38.
38 cents?
My cousin has started listening and she loves it.
Do you say just from that text?
She texted.
Shout out Jada. Hope you lasted this long.
Real one.
Is Jada the girls who like to
She seemed to like getting shouted out most.
She texted me yesterday and she was really excited we mentioned her. And then she liked your elevator pitch. I don't know if I told you that.
That's true, yeah.
And then she said she wants to be a guest.
I have a question, actually. I noticed that in last week's description, it is mentioned that Drod likes a particular movie that I've actually never watched. And I'm curious.
Jimmy was probably just having some fun.
Yeah, we have an estimated balance of 33 cents.
Oh,
I was really close.
An available balance of 3.
Why? Do we only get 3 cents?
When can I cash out my 11 cents?
You do not.
Don't know how to respond to
that. I think you get 5% of the podcast.
Perfect.
I don't think you get 33%. Stephen gets more than you.
This is funny. Do you know what the movie was?
Looked it up. That's right.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
Because you're not here. You're taking a day off.
Oh. I'll watch it.
It was a joke.
Yeah, I missed it.
Lots of people love
that
movie. It's not for me.
I would appreciate if you just...
Listen?
No. Well, yes. But if you would like just look at the notes. Because
the descriptions.
At the end of The Lies of These Showgirls Part 3, Judd doing what Judd does best.
Yeah, I read those.
Well, the problem is we had to start coming up with new ways to say that you weren't around.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that. Lies of These Showgirls Part 2. Judd might not have even listened to the album yet.
I did.
We know.
How would we know that?
You could have asked me.
Lives of These Showgirls Part 1. Judd not present. If she was, she might have been able to catch the fact that we goofed on Stefan's mic, but it's okay. Jimmy likes editing every second of the podcast.
Yeah.
We think about you all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm that presence.
You don't think about us, but that's okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Kate, so you got nothing going on?
Nothing to promote.
Judd says it best by saying nothing at all.
Nothing to promote today, no.
That was harsh.
No, it was in the notes.
Oh, okay. You're just responding to Judd having nothing to promote.
Nala present and sleepy. Judd not present and status unknown. But Judd sleepy now. Judd sleepy now.
I'm also sleepy.
Okay, follow us at shameonme.pod on Instagram.
Give us a rating, 5 stars. That would
Have you guys noticed that you have 3.7?
I know, we have 3.7.
3.7, what the
on
fuck?
On 9 reviews. Like, who the fuck is
3
reviews?
You?
Or 9 reviews?
But
where
I can't
are you guys
see
seeing this?
On Spotify. But I can't, see.
Who gave you a bad review?
Well, this is the thing. Who gave us a bad review?
I'm going to rate it right now. I'm going to go give.
Thank you. You better give it a
5 stars.
We've had...
There you go. Let's see
Thank
if that
you.
Changed anything.
Wow, interesting.
See, this is the thing. I actually don't
oh,
need
Oh, we are
to
on
listen.
Amazon.
I just need them to rate it.
No, we
and
probably
put
are
it on
everything.
In the background.
We're not on
it.
Deezer, iHeartRadio, Pandora, or TuneIn.
Well, iHeart, I think, only has their podcasts on their network.
Who?
iHeart only has their podcasts. They're a podcast network. Apparently, they're known for, picking up all those podcasts when people have, a big scandal. Like how Tom Sandoval started a podcast and then they all die immediately because what do you have to talk about after you do 3 episodes?
Not the people
well,
who host the podcast.
No, the podcast. That's what they're known for.
Wow.
Is like picking up those podcasts, and then the podcasts don't last because those people don't have anything to talk
interesting.
About.
Mm. Unlike us.
We have a lot to talk about.
We don't stop.
We never stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Okay, till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.
An hour and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Wow.